Hi there, welcome to Shiloh Tabernacle London. We're located in Southeast London in Woolwich Dockyard, Block 1, Unit 9, Dockyard Industrial Estate, Woolwich Church Street, SC18 5PQ. Join us for our Bible study every Friday from 7:30 to 9 p.m. and you can't miss our Sunday services packed with prayer, vibrant worship and a powerful word. First service is 9 a.m. to 10:30, followed by our family service from 10:30 to 12:30. And now, for the best part, let's get into the Word.
Dad, you're present because your presence makes a green light to your future. Baba ka talabahaya. Shendereba ka talabahaya. Yay! Your past. I'm talking about your past. Your past, your names. Woman of God, man of God, your past is stinking. But Jesus, because he moved with his father, he came in your family. May I prophesy to us that the God who moved with Jesus, the God who anointed Jesus of Nazareth, he's the same God. Baba, 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 Shiana Bakai. He did not stop from anointing Busurwa, but he moves with Busurwa. He did not stop from anointing Pastor Ruben, but he walks with Pastor Ruben. He talks with him. How he anointed Jesus of Nazareth. You know, there is a difference between when a man anoints you. We always use this symbol of the Holy Ghost anointing you with just oil. There's this moment when God Almighty Elohim, when he comes and anoints a family, when he anoints a family, even if the family goes through hardship, he will move with them. Meaning what? That everything the Lord has called you to do, you will do it not because you know how to do it, but because Elohim. Because he did not stop from anointing you, but he cut under the high. He goes with you to break the chain of sin, to break the chain of incurable diseases, to break the curses, to break everything you have ever thought of. I have a living testimony this morning. I was not supposed to be in this house this morning. But I want to share with you that when you walk with God, he will speak. I called a certain minister and I said, I am not coming on Sunday. I talked to my husband, my senior pastor. I said, I'm not coming on Sunday. Little did I know that he's taking me to another level of understanding his presence and how he moves. So me being here is a living testimony. You do not understand. I don't know about you. You are supposed to be somewhere. But now you're here. And because you're here, he's going to move with you. Ha tabahai. And because you are here, he's going to move with you. The Bible is speaking to us. The God of Moses is your God. The God of Abraham is my God. The God of Isaac is my God. The God of Israel is your God. And he's moving among us in every family right now. I echo here, not only here, but even back home. He is moving. I just feel and hear the sound of his footsteps. I hear the sound of his footsteps. steps. That's why he wants to move with you. That you may recognize him. How many times will you say, I don't hear the voice. I don't know. I don't know how God speaks. You will never know until you soak yourself into his word, into his heart, into his communication, into his relationship, into his fellowship. When you fellowship with him, how he crushed me to bring me back in this sanctuary. Jesus of Nazareth. He will. Someone on this online. You always say, I cannot go because of coronavirus. Let me tell you something. Wherever you go, you do not protect yourself. You better pack your bag and come in the sanctuary. And we enjoy your presence. And I prophesy that whoever hears this voice and you are scared of coronavirus, you do not know how your God protects you. So you are making your God a weak God who does not protect you from coronavirus. You are making your savior, your healer. How he moved with God and healed the diseases, the incurable ones, the 18 woman, the woman who was suffering of 18 years. I am here because he commanded me to be his voice. I am here. You are here. You are on this line because he commanded you to be here and there. And when I was, I'm still giving your testimony as the Lord speaks. And when I went to my senior pastor, I said, I am not coming on Sunday. Said, for him, how God works, he understood another word. So by the time he come back to me, he say, okay, what did you mean exactly? I said, I am not coming. I said, He said, you cannot exchange his presence with something else. If you have a good pastor, praise God. Give the God a mighty hand clap. This God who gives us good shepherds and he moves with them and he sees where they see where we cannot see. Let's go back to our scripture. Let's go back to number 38. He has commanded another sheep. There's been many years to come in the sanctuary. He has commanded another one. You will come. Oh, listen. The reason why God was anointing Jesus was to go from place to place doing good. What kind of good things? Healing the sick. Delivering those who are oppressed. Like how he's doing it now. Right now. You might not feel it. But there is nothing like pain that's going to remain in your body. Because the Lord is with you. He resides in us. And he walks us with us. He moves among us. And he fellowship. He walked with this Jesus. God the Son. God the Father. Walking with the God the Son. The anointer. God the anointer. Anoints God the Son to go. In Jesus' name. And then after being anointed, the purpose was to chase these devils. Have you ever dreamt of a dream of this woman mocking you in the dream? Have you ever dreamt of a dog chasing you? Have you ever dreamt a snake, a big snake wants to swallow you? Jesus of Nazareth who resides in you, he will never allow those things to kill you in the dream. That's why you're still alive. To some of us, you wake up like, oh, out of the dream, I'm alive. Yeah, you are alive because Jesus resides in you. Look for the scriptures somewhere. There's somewhere in Luke chapter 9, verses 59, 51. But the key verse there is 54. Jesus, after being anointed by his Father, then his Father did not leave him alone. You know what it means? He's telling every woman, every boy and a girl in this house, to the Sunday school teacher, to the Sunday school boys and girls, to the teachers of the word, to the pastors and the congregation that Jesus, after being anointed, God did not stop from anointing him. And what happened? How he moved with him. The Bible is saying, because he moved with him. There is a reason why they're putting because. But the reason being, because Jesus will reach a time, because Jesus, much as he was God, but there will be a time when he will cry, Abba, Father, why are you forsaking me? So he had to move with him so that the mission, the earthly mission, will have to be accomplished. May I prophesy that whatever the Lord has called you to do, because he's with you, you will accomplish it. Because he is with you, because he cannot stop from anointing you, you will move with God and you will finish the mission. And may I speak to us that 2,000 years ago, the mission was completed. Whatever you are struggling with, it was finished 2,000 years ago. But because it is a process, you will reach in Jesus' name. Now, the very first good stuff Jesus did, much as he came to heal and to seek the lost, he sent his two men. We'll go back to Acts chapter 10. To Acts chapter 10, we'll go back there. But let's go a little bit to chapter 9 of Luke. Luke chapter 9. Jesus of Nazareth, because he was with his father. This one goes to the pastors. Because Jesus moved with his heavenly father, he taught his disciples to do good things. I was talking about how he wanted to go to Samaria. Have you ever wanted to go to a certain family and you are not allowed? Have you ever wanted to go to a certain city and you are not allowed because of the situations, because of the law, some of us? Have you ever wanted to go to a certain nation and you're not, you are resisted because of the law? But this time around, Jesus wants to go to Samaria. And the reason why he wanted to go to Samaria, these Pharisees and Sadducees and the other the rulers, they saw it that in the case he goes to Samaria, he will set free the woman who had five men. He was not a Zibian. She had five men. So sometimes the enemy sees from beyond where you are to protect your help, to resist your help. But however much they will resist your help, God will come forth for you. This is the reason I'm saying that God will resist the enemy. Go to Luke chapter 9, please, verses 54. We start from verses 51 so that you may get the context of the message of the verse. Now it came to pass when the time had come for him to be received up that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. Samaritans and the Jewish people, they were not connected. They had no connections. They had their issues. And that's why when they heard that Jesus is heading to Jerusalem, the Samaritan said, okay, if you're going to Jerusalem, you're not coming to our village. And sent messengers before his face. And as they went, they entered the village of the Samaritans to prepare for him. To prepare for him the way. This is the when I was studying these scriptures, I remembered when God was sending us to for a mission, and Pastor Ruben, by then he was not a pastor, but he was the director of missions in a certain church back home. So as the senior pastor asked Pastor Ruben to go, the director of missions, Mwami Lauben, you're going to go ahead of us. Mr. Lauben, you go and prepare the way for us. And when he reached in that country, he sat with the the government of the church, and they gave Pastor Ruben the instructions. When the choir come, they dress like this. When your pastor come and preach, he's not allowed to ask for the offerings. Jesus wants to come to that nation to save, to heal, and to destroy the powers of demonics. But there is a law. Someone who's been held with the law, but there is a testimony for you. Online, and here I'm not talking about those ones who are British now. I'm talking about those ones who are limited to travel. When Jesus wanted to move in this country where Pastor Ruben was sent to, God chose Pastor Ruben to be the director of missions, to go and prepare the way for his senior pastor. And signs and wonders was made in that nation. Much as there was a time when the choir did not dress like they wanted, they stopped them. Leave alone these days. You can't put on a trouser on the pulpit. Yo, this is UK. There are some places. Remember, I put on the sleeveless T-shirt I had gone to preach in South Africa. The senior, the pastor, they sent to pick me up. He looked at me and said, "You are not worthy to preach today." I said, "Why? You're putting on sleeveless." Those are the things that were between the Samaritans and the Jewish people. What are the differences between the siblings that cannot allow Jesus to move among them? What are the differences between husbands and wives? What are the differences between the families? That is the work of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Surrender it to Jesus. He will deal with it. Surrender it to Jesus. He will deal with it. That is the work of Jesus. And actually, listen to this. Stop working the work that is not yours. Out of the boundaries of Jesus, let Jesus take his boundaries. Hey, hey, hey. He's talking to me as well. Look at that one. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, just as Elijah did? Did Elijah did it as in revenging? No, he was doing his work. Jesus, as he started doing good stuff, he steps out and he says, no, James and John, doesn't work like that. We are called to do good. Do not reverse these prayers. I have heard some people praying back to the sender. Which sender? Which sender? I know you have ever used that. Stop it. Jesus stopped James and John. But when you mentioned the right sender is Satan and his powers and his kingdom, then you can send. But if you send to a particular human being, you are in the boundaries of Satan. So come out. Stay there on 54. He said, these, so many times we as pastors, we as ministers, we step out of our boundaries and we stand in the boundaries of Jesus, and we want to do things as we want. But Jesus said, we do not do bad stuff. Church, we are called to do good. Ministers, we are called to do good. What kind of good things are you doing? You better know. I know mine. And Jesus said, I know you can pray and call fire and fire will come. But what is the meaning? Why are you killing the Samaritans? Because time will come when I'll come to Samaritans. Why are you struggling with people you cannot connect with them? Because time is coming. There are some people who will never go away from you until the purpose of the kingdom is done. So do not rush and look for them. Look for them, yeah. Been sending messages and I'm like, not Henrietta. And for her as well, she will say, not my pastor. This is not my pastor. Do you know that so many times we pinpoint fingers when everybody needs to check himself or herself before you judge? That's what I'm learning here. Jesus started teaching his disciples, first disciples, and said, no, James and John, thank you so much. You can pray, you can prophesy, and fire will come. But it does not work like that. What is that is struggling you? And you feel like Jesus is not seeing it. Because John and James made Jesus not to see. He made him a blind. Can't you see that they don't want you? They don't want to welcome you. Do not worry. People who cannot have seen, there are some places where you feel you wanted to go and you can't go. But today, I am going there. Today you go there. Why? Because of the purposes of the kingdom. This is how the church, the pastors should teach their good people. They are good ministers. They are weak ministers and they are strong ministers. Because in the house of beautiful, in the house of God, there are so much beautiful stuff. There are those who are weak. There are those who cannot pray. There are those who cannot read the Bible. There are those who cannot even choose good and bad, they are there. But Jesus said, he turned and rebuked them and said, you do not know what manner of spirit you are of. Ha. The church, the Lord is saying to us, if you do good, you understand the spirit you carry. If we do bad stuff, we know the spirit we carry. So today, choose. What kind of spirit do you want to carry? So many times we have issues and you feel you cannot connect with so and so. It is okay. It happened between Barnabas and Paul. It happened with Jesus and his disciples. Time came when there were 3,000, when there were 170 and 20. And then time came when there were 12. And then time happened. Even among the 12, there was the one to kill him, to betray him. And Jesus said, do not worry. Revenge is not yours. I am speaking to someone. You've done good stuff. And they have paid you bad things. Do not worry. Do not worry. Be rebuked by the Holy Spirit. He will deal with them. It is not you to go and call on fire. It is not you to fast 40 days and nights that people may die. It is not your duty to pray that God make them feel it. Feel what? If you are full of love, then they will feel your love and they will come because of your love. I've seen love working in my life. I've seen the love of God drawing me to the men and women of God whom I could not connect. Now we are connected. How about you? Do not fight for yourself. The woman of God in the morning in intercession said, he will fight for us. Minister Emmanuel, he came with the word, said, Jehovah Nissi. He's been sharing with us the names of God. And listen to me very well. Everything that attacks your life, it is not your body, is attacking your faith. Do you have pain in your body? Is attacking your faith. any pain you feel, it is against your faith. So stand firm. Do good. Don't you know the spirit you carry? This was my message the Lord spoke to me. That's why I'm sharing my testimony. Don't you know the spirit you carry? You carry the prophetic spirit. You carry a spirit that sees where man cannot see. You carry a spirit that penetrates from the physical realm, and you go to the spiritual realm, from the first heaven to the second heaven, and you go to the third heaven, where you reign with Jesus, and you stand with him, and intercede with him. Do you know this is a message for somebody? I was received a message from a woman of God who is my intercessor. Some people will say they don't have the intercessor. For me, I have. Some people will say Jesus is our intercessor. There is no intercessors. There are so much intercessors, so many intercessors. This woman of God, as she was interceding, she saw me struggling with the things of this world. Do you know that some people will think that because they don't fornicate, they are not sinners? Even you coming out of faith and stand in fear. Because whatever you need to understand this. When you come out of faith, you are in fear. So fear comes as an enemy of your faith. So somehow, in the midst of the weekdays, I came out of something called faith. Of course, I cannot go away from the grace. But I struggled with something I could not explain to anybody. And yet the place I was supposed to take that thing was a defeat of the master. And I did not take it. So, because I did not take that burden to Jesus, I carried the burden. Is there anybody you are carrying the burden on your shoulders? You are dying for nothing. Carry it to the Lord. So when I heard this message, and after the dream was saying this, after struggling a lot, this woman of God came to me in the dream and said, "Don't you know who you are?" In the dream, she said, "I was numb. I could not answer." Have you ever struggled with a problem and you are numb? You cannot say anything. So I asked her, you know when you know that you are in a wrong path. There's even the way you stand. And I said, "So hold on. Give me the interpretation of the dream." And again she said, "You do not understand who you are. Interpret the dream and do the work." Have you ever taken a dream to somebody and you know the meaning, you know the interpretation, and you are just wasting time of this person to interpret for you? How God was with Jesus of Nazareth to do good stuff. Not only to be anointed to stop from there, but to do the good stuff. I'll be sharing with us, prophesying, testifying, exalting word of God. I know you pick something out of those stuff. Jesus, when he was not allowed to go back to Samaria, time came in John chapter 4, verses 20. Must take us there. John chapter 4, verses 20. Time came. In the right timing of God, what you're struggling with, it shall come to pass. Whatever you're struggling with today, this message I'm prophesying to us, whatever you see, you can't see the end of it, there is an end of it. Because you cannot see the end does not mean it has no end. It has an end. So encourage yourself. and stand in the word of God. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews said that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship. Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, the one who called you, the one who anointed you, he's seeking to walk with you. That was in Samaria. That was a conversation between a Samaritan woman and Jesus of Nazareth. I don't know what you're struggling with, but one thing you need to understand, God moves with you. Because you cannot see him with your physical eyes and your spiritual eyes are blinded, today I speak to our spiritual eyes to see God in every situation, to see God walking with us. I speak to those who have lost their loved ones. May God move with you. May God move. Baba kahalili hozaya, lili ali ukozi lili hani lili haya, malili ando koji kataya. I speak peace of God in those families that are struggling with because they lost their loved ones. I send help and I speak comfort. I speak comfort to that mother who is coming from Canada to come to UK to bury her child. After how many years you did not see your daughter, now your Kawazaya. I send comfort, not in my name, but in the name of Jesus. You know, the church have stood in the place of God for so long. But what I learned this weekend, I learned to allow God to move with me. Because he will come from my past, he will come into my present, and he will go to my future. Because as he was in the beginning, he is today, and forevermore he will be. That's what Hebrews 13 verses 8 says. I want you to imagine a certain mother losing a daughter. After how many years not seeing her, now he's coming to bury her. What word do you have for that one? Only to speak comfort and to ask God to open the spiritual eyes. So Jesus was trying to teach his disciples to make sure that what he's doing, this is the mission. This is why I'm here. I am not here to revenge. I am here for the grace. I have come with my mercies and my grace. Hallelujah. So what we need to now to know is the reason why Jesus came is our problem today. To some of us, we think that he came to give us good husbands. To some of us, we think that he came to give us good wives. Those are just results, a little bit. Are like leaves on the tree. But he came to reside inside of us and to move with us and to move us and to walk with us, to cause us to walk with him. Hallelujah. So Jesus of Nazareth, God the anointer, God the Father, the anointer, walks with the anointed one, Christ. Christ means the anointed one. In the Old Testament, he was Messiah and he's still Messiah. And you need to understand how many, the three lambs, the three offices, how Jesus was anointed. First of all, he was anointed for being a king, being a son, and being a prophet. The anointing was always for three offices. They will send, God will send the priest. No, it was the king, priest, and the prophet. Those was the office he was carrying on the earthly realm. So what happens is, Jesus is saying to us, even if you do not know that he moves with you, he is with you. I want to encourage someone. You leave this room feeling him. He's a God of crisis. He moved with Jesus, the anointed one. In John 11, there was a crisis in the house of Martha and Mary. There was a crisis when they lost a brother, a friend of Jesus. There was a crisis, and Jesus comes and teaches his disciples how it works. Let me show you this. Let's go to John 11. Not only in the Old Testament, Jesus was the Messiah, but even in the New Testament, it starts with verse chapter 1 of Matthew and verses 1. He is the Messiah. Okay? I don't want to leave every word. I am helping myself to go with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Let's go to John 11. Because God the Father, the anointer, walked with the anointed one. In every crisis, he showed up. What is the meaning of that? That every man and woman of God, every church and every pastor, we should make sure that God is moving. In every man and woman we choose to stand with us, we make sure that God is moving with them. Does that mean that we will never make mistakes in choosing the ministers? We will, because we are humans. If they make mistakes and they correct the mistakes, they continue to stand and move on. If they don't, it's up to them. What do you think? Say amen. because it is your word and it is my word as well. Yeah, so we are in John 11. John 11. Let's go. Yeah, that is the conversation all of us, we know about the passage. I want us to go to the place where Jesus is coming when Martha, Mary, they are in tears. That you should have been here. It's 4 days now, he's thinking. God of crisis will move in your crisis. Take the message. God of crisis, he will be with you in that crisis. So much so that pain is a crisis to your body. He will be with you and he will move it in Jesus' name. Master, will you look for that scripture for me? The verse, where is it? From verses 40 to 42. 40 to 42, there is a crisis. Pastor Ben, some time back, he told us about, he announced to us about one of the ministers who passed away, who went to be with the Lord. This woman of God is the very first person I sat in her car to go and preach in the cells in Liberty, my ex-church. Minister Rora, continue to rest in peace. In those flats where we are staying, she came and she said, the anointing of God I see upon your life, I need it, and I'm sleeping in your living room. The reason why we do not admire other people's anointings, it is because we do not know who we are and whose we are. Number 40, Mercy. Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? The point in this crisis is faith. Men and women of faith, they move God. God does not move with the church that is 100. God is not move with the family that has much money or the family that is so poor. He moved because he moved because of faith. Any woman who has faith, God will move with you. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Then they took away the stone from the place. Master, we finished that one. Let's just stay there on 42. I want you to see this part where Jesus is saying, I thank you, Lord, that in this crisis, you are the one to take over. You know, when they called him that your friend Lazarus is sick, he continued 4 days. This is not right to the humans. It's really bad, and it's really bad, and it really is so sour because you feel like you are alone, because you feel like, he, where is he in my crisis? But Jesus is teaching us that in the midst of crisis, this crisis is terrible because the person is dead. But he's teaching his disciples. You know, so many times I am prompted to mention the names of people. And sometimes people does not like it. But this person has, because you have heard me in doing what? In rising, in bringing the breath of life into the dead body after 4 days. I mean, the body is thinking. I mean, your crisis is thinking. I mean, your debt is thinking. Because the credit, but because God, for God moved with Jesus, therefore he will move with you in those dead situations. Therefore, because God moved with Jesus, he will move with you. He is moving with me. I feel him. I feel his presence. I see him moving me. I see him moving Shiloh Tabernacle. I see him moving the body of Christ in general. I see him. The situation is stinking, but God the anointer. God the anointer. Thank you. God bless you. God, the anointer, is removing. Thank you for removing it. He's removing such stuff. You throw it away where we'll see it no more. The situations we are going through at the moment, coronavirus is stinking. But this servant of God who trusts God is saying, I thank you, Lord, for you have heard our cries and our fastings. Coronavirus, die from your roots in Jesus' name. Because God did not stop from anointing the church, but is moving. He's among the church. Therefore, coronavirus, you are dying from your roots. There's another thing. This is another one from the throne room of God. Your situation is stinking because of waiting. I'm not giving Patricia another job. You have waited for so long. Yeah? Got to move it. And it is not going anywhere. It is thinking. And the more you pray to God, the more the crisis becomes worse. The more you pray for children, the more they become worse. The more you pray for your marriage, the more it becomes worse. The more you pray for the church, the more it scatters. Listen, Jesus said, Jesus said this, and I know that you always hear me, but because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. So what is the meaning of that? The situation you are going through, it is the people, is that the people may believe your God. That one is coming as well. Listen, Jesus, in the midst of the crisis, he recognized the presence of his Father, the anointer. And he did not stop from there. He said, God, I know that the anointing you anointed me of, it is of the power of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, I call on the Holy Spirit to come and do the work. For me, I have done my work. I have trusted you, God, the anointer. Now the Holy Spirit, take over in this crisis. And what he's trying to do, he wants people around him to believe that there is a Father in him, and him being a word and the power of the Holy Spirit is at work. Everything you do, when you do good, the Holy Spirit is at work. Now, when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, listen. He is thanking God before Lazarus coming into life. Every situation, every dead situation, you have to thank God. Jesus is teaching us. He thanked God before he commanded Lazarus to come out of the grave. You do not understand that. When pain is so much in your body, when children are scattered, when the marriage is not going well, lift your eyes to Jesus and say, I thank you for you have heard my cry. I thank you for you have heard my prayers. Ladies and gentlemen, I introduce to you. He has walked with us. Among us, a young lady came out of the building and fell on the ground. There's nothing like a pain God cannot attend to. There's nothing like a chain God cannot attend to. There's nothing like a crisis God cannot attend to. Baba katalabahai. Sharababahai. Baba katilibahai. I was with my fellow minister in this room this weekend. We were crying for God to touch this situation. In our understanding, the situation cannot be moved. But in the understanding of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit who came in the beginning, in the crisis, in the beginning, in Genesis, there was a crisis when the earth was so void, when it had no form, when it had no shape. And inside of me, after travailing the whole night, it was going up to 4 a.m. I said, Lord, I know you have heard me. Whether my faith is weak, I know. We said bye to each other. And I remained here. I looked left, right. I said, Lord, is there any corner where I left you or where you left me? I looked around me. And I could hear the intercessors. I looked around. I could hear the voices of the worshipers who worship in truth and in spirit. Men and women of God. For God moved with Jesus to do good things. Jesus is teaching his disciples, the people around him, the disciples may know that God has sent him. That the church may know that God is with them. So this morning, the one who anointed Jesus, as I'm winding up the message, the God who anointed Jesus of Nazareth, he is the same God who anointed you. Who anointed you, and he will never leave you. He will never allow you to go alone. He told Moses, go and tell the children of Israel, I am who I am. Whatever you call me, I will be. I am the truth. If I walk with you, the whole truth, you walk in truth, and the whole truth will be your portion. God the Father, the anointer, walking with the anointed one, he said to him, I will walk with you until to the Garden of Gethsemane. I will walk with you until to the place of Golgotha. Ye kesitaya. He knew it, that God Jesus has put on the earthly flesh. He will reach a time when he will feed alone. Hey kedebaha. And the church right now, as we speak, we feel lonely. And those who are feeling lonely, I pray for you that you will feel the Holy Spirit. And those who are feeling the Holy Spirit move with him, allow him to give you an instructions. Jesus of Nazareth is so sweet. I love Jesus with all my heart. I love Jesus because he sees where I cannot see. I love Jesus because he walks with me in my crisis. I love Jesus because even when I cannot see him, he's there. I love Jesus of Nazareth. I love Jesus. In 1989, he comes in the room and he says, I love you, Joyous. I want you to be my prophetess. I didn't know, because of the crisis. To some of us, we cannot hear God at the moment because of the voices out of the crisis. Jesus stopped the voices of Mary and Martha. He stopped the voices of those who came to mourn with them. And he said, keep silent. There is a voice that is bigger than any voice on the planet Earth. There is a voice that has to be heard out of the voices of your crisis. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. Let me finish with this. I want to show you, I want to encourage somebody in this room. You were anointed before you were born. You might not understand it. You were anointed before you were born. We have some witnesses in the Bible. We have John the Baptist, who was anointed to go and be a forerunner of Jesus Christ. Jeremiah chapter 1, the Bible talks about him knowing you before you were born, before you were being conceived. The problem is, you were anointed to do what? After doing good, then what? Preach the gospel. Preach the good news. I understand. I will say this in history. The way I used to move in Najanankumbi, those are the names you don't understand. In Kabowa, in Inatete, walking, you know, because I didn't have money to use the tax, but to use my feet to preach. I wanted to feel it. To feel the pain. Jesus walked from Samaria to Galilee, from Galilee to Judea. He walked everywhere. And I traveled those cities, those villages. And yeah. And God was with me. He saved men. He saved women. He touched a young man I met once from Entebbe Airport. He was a driver who came to help me to pick me from the airport because Pastor Ruben did not believe that I boarded a plane. And even me, I didn't believe it, but I was on a plane anyway. But this young man, he tells me when I'm here, he looked for me. He could not find me. How many years ago? Many years ago. He found me on the Facebook. Facebook sometimes is good. This man said that, is this Mama Joy? He said, I drove you from Entebbe when I was full. The boy was thinking alcohol, drugs, so addicted, but he was a driver. Ask yourself, how was he doing it? Because God was with him. Have you ever seen the drunkards struggling outside? By the time they enter in the house, they fell down. You ask, they were driving. This guy, he's now a pastor. He's now a pastor. He's looking for a mother who spoke one word. You're only one word. With faith, God will accompany it with signs and wonders. Let me finish like this. I know God will give me another chance to preach. I am not like Ibusura who will wait how many years to come back. This is the point. Because God moved with Jesus, the anointed one. Signs, wonders, miracles. The blind, they got their sight. The deaf ears. You know, sometimes, it was this weekend. I said, you know, God, yeah, I know. I don't know which side I can pinpoint, but I know you're here. I said this word, and I'll continue to say it. If I left you in a certain corner, you will find me there. If you give me grace to see the corner I left you, I'll find you there. I am praying for you, as I prayed for myself, that there is a corner where you left God in a certain crisis, in a word you spoke, and it caused the chaos. Don't stay there. Because the God of crisis moves with you. Move on is the word. Move on. Move on. Move on. Move on. Move on. Let me finish this. Hey, I'm finishing like this. If God the Father, the anointer who anointed Jesus, and he anointed him to do good things, I am praying to us to understand that because you are walking with this God, the Elohim Almighty, because you walk with this God, El Roy, who sees, you will never faint on this journey of faith. You will, I am encouraging someone, you will never faint. Speak to your spirit man, speak to your faith. Rise up, my faith. I command the bride of Christ to pray and open heaven. I declare the bride of Christ will move with God, will move with the bridegroom. Baba, 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 baba. The anointing of Jesus Christ is upon your life. And the power of the Holy Spirit is moving to make sure that that mountain is leveled. Father, I thank you for you've heard me.
Thank you so much for listening to this sermon, and I know you've been blessed. For more information about Shiloh Tabernacle and other sermons, please visit our website, www.shiloh.org.uk. And don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, at Shiloh LDN. Once again, that's at Shiloh LDN. You've been listening to Shiloh Tabernacle London, changing lives, building dreams. Until next time,